I look at it, it is cold. You have to heat it a little so that it starts to light up like hot metal does. When I begin to mold it, only then do I feel that it has been in the mouth of countless others. That it is slipping from mouth to mouth as language does to stay alive. It enters me like ink in the water. It fills the space with the echoes that ride upon the coattails of words. These echoes, the din of it rises gradually in my mind like the racket of insects after the rain. First one, and then countless contributions. You have to teach yourself how to listen. By using English, I have let out many violent spirits. Words that I trusted would in English fling themselves against the wall. More often than not, I chose not to speak it. Like a redirected ray, the immigrant mind turns inward as if an enormous mirror comes down the moment you arrive. It drops like a giant rodent trap and forever divides time. In this way, you cannot lose what you had. You live forever within it, and through its walls, you see everything beyond. As the words fell before me in a motion much like dominoes falling, and the picture that English painted became larger and larger and larger, I realized there was a mania to it, that I needed to be very careful with the people who may be suffering due to the very same thing that will one day cause the language to collapse. Even in my thoughts, I must be vigilant about the words I'm using. People are visibly lying to themselves and each other. So I see that no one really tells the story of English. When it is released from the belly of the squid and it blinds you in the water, you have to give it to English and its unctuous dark wealth. You step onto it and it is like a rope bridge with the fog so thick that there is no top or bottom, beginning or end, and you coax yourself on, thinking at some point you may reach the other side. That is this language, whose shape is still morphing, becoming at once more beautiful in its own eyes and more horrifying. At some point it will collapse, but right now English is the host of something people are just learning to fear. But I can see that violence has rolled down these hills like the morning dew. I can see that there is a reversal coming. I have come because it is my job to announce it.